Dr. Moshe Shabahag from Geisinger. I'll tell you, let me go have you sit down there, and we'll have you two come on up. Mo's going to tell us about the Geisinger experience, and he has one of his people with him as well, who I'll let him introduce.
So thank you very much for the honor of sharing our experience. I will do it a little bit non-traditionally and not have slides. And I'm cognizant of time, so I can talk about this for an hour, but I won't do that. We'll take about 7-8 minutes. Let me first start by, where my journey has been. I trained as a surgeon. I trained at Georgetown. I did 5 years in the lab, and so my residency was a decade long. What I learned from that was that the length of training is really not as, that there's not, the doors of heaven don't open up at the end of training, that it's a journey, and it's a journey that entails being competent, being confident, and knowing that you have allowed yourself to learn skills that later on will come back to help you. You know, many times in residency, we are in a rush to get to the end of it. And what we don't realize is that practice that we start most probably is not going to be what we end up doing all the way through. So that was an important element. The two element was that I did a 2-year fellowship in surgical oncology at Miami, and so I was a specialist surgeon. I believed in specialty training, and I thought that's the way to go. And as the years have gone by, I'm 16 years out from training, I've learned that actually we are all general surgeons at heart, and at the end, it's being that pluripotent surgeon that's really fundamental. So those two philosophies have all gone into my belief in this program. So length doesn't matter, and we want to be as competent as we can and have as many experiences as we can. So when I joined Geisinger in 2010, our CEO at the time was someone who's well known to this organization. Dr. Glenn Steele was our CEO. And one of the things he said to me was, I came in as a division director for general surgery and also the program director for the general surgery residency. He said, I want you to think about this system, this rural system that has this hub and spoke model, and make it a good, think about how can you use that for educating general surgeons of the future or surgeons of the future. So with that in mind and that thought process in our mind, in 2013, I was at the Surgical Education Week, and that was when I heard Dr. Sachdeva talk about this concept of the, at that time, transition to practice program. And at that point, immediately, my associate program director of the time was with me, and immediately I ran up to Dr. Sachdeva and said, okay, how can we do this? And so that's where our journey began, and our first trainee started in summer of 2014. So let me tell you a little bit about our system. The Geisinger system really serves the central and northeastern portion of Pennsylvania. We now have hospitals in New Jersey, but we're not using that for this training program. The oldest hospital is in Danville, Pennsylvania, and we have several hospitals around that in what we call our central hub. We then have some practices in State College, the home of Penn State, and Lewistown, which is right south of that. That's our western hub. And then we have practices in Wilkes-Barre and Scranton. That's our northeastern hub. So when we started this program, our thought process was let's bring one trainee and allow them to rotate through many of these rotations and get this very good broad experience. That has shifted through the years. So far, we've gone from 2014. We had Dr. Ellison was our first graduate. She was a graduate of our residency program and then stayed on and now is our attending and our associate program director for the residency. For the first 3 years, we had one associate, And then we went on, the past 2 years, we've had two associates. And I'll explain how we use the two associates. Our feeling was that this has been a good thing, let's expand it. And so what we do is, with our applicants, the moment they sign the contract, and the contract is a regular contract with the hospital, the moment they sign the contract, they start their credentialing process, they get a Pennsylvania license, they start the credentialing process through the Geisinger system, so no different than any other junior attending. So they have all the privileges of the attending. And we very quickly learned that we need to take the title fellow off, because in the operating room, the question would come up, can they staff this operation? And the answer was, they're PGY6, they're like any other junior attending that we hire from the outside. They're fully credentialed attendings. So we very quickly learned that that title needs to go. What we've shifted through the years has been that we really split the year into two halves. They rotate, our program director, who's not here today, is actually Dr. John Widger. I passed on the program directorship to him. He is, your traditional surgeon who does everything, and an educator at heart. So basically, each of the two associates spend about 5 to 6 months at Bloomsburg Hospital. That's 15 minutes away from the main hospital. And there, what they do is they have their own practice. Initially, obviously, it's always under supervision when needed, but for the most part, they're doing these operations on their own, and they're seeing the patients on their own. And he starts them a little bit slowly, and then the time slots get shorter and shorter, just like any other attending would do at coming out of practice. Then the other half of the year, they spend at one of the other hospitals. So we have one associate who's our central and western associate. That associate spends about 5 to 6 months at Bloomsburg Hospital, then another 5 months at our state college, in the practice at State College. The other associate is our northeastern central associate. They spend about 5 months at Bloomsburg and then another 5-6 months in the northeast part of Pennsylvania. So basically, that's the backdrop. Then we show flexibility in what they want to do. So we've had from our graduates, two have matched into other fellowships. So we geared the experience a little bit towards the fellowship they wanted to go into. Dr. Malik wanted to do an endocrine fellowship, so we did a little bit more as far as surgical oncology and endocrine. Dr. Newhouse, who's sitting in the audience, is our associate right now, and she has matched into an acute care fellowship, so she's doing a lot more critical care. But as far as call duties, what we do is we have them help us cover emergency general surgery for weekends. They do, and weeks, they do about 6 to 8 weeks of emergency general surgery. Again, Dr. Newhouse, because of her interest, is doing a little bit more than average. And during those weekends, let's say if I'm on with them during those weekends, we share the list, we round on the patients together. Usually my instruction is, if you're going to go to the operating room, just give me a call, let me know, so I'm, on the lookout. And so that's really they are on their own practicing, but again, there's always that security blanket of having an attending. So out of our fellows, we've had, this year we're graduating our sixth and seventh fellow. Dr. Gordon's also in the audience. Again, two have gone into fellowships. We have hired two of the associates. I have to say, out of our own residents, we've had about four of our own residents have been part of the seven. And I will say, three of these have been our top residents going into the program. So let me just mention about finances also. For us, frankly, we pay them at a PGY6 level. We bill for their services. And I will say, in every case, we go over the billing and so on. And I'm slightly actually embarrassed admitting this. In every case, I shouldn't say we're making money on them, but what they bring in is more than what we're paying. So the program is completely financing itself. And we've been able to do that through their billings and so on. And we share that with them so that this really does feel like a first year of practice. Why do I believe in this program so much? I do worry, obviously, about the same thing that's been said again and again today, that the perception out there is, why do I want to do this? You're going to pay me at a PGY6 salary. You tell me this is great. I'm going to treat you like a junior associate, but you're paying me at a PGY6 level. I can go and, you know, one of our former residents is in Wisconsin with some partners, and he says, well, you know, look, I can just have some senior partners who are going to do the same thing. What's missed in this, being an employer also, you can see that when the practice does not go well, as Dr. Richardson said, the consequences can be severe. You know, the statistics are fairly evident that many surgeons change jobs after the first 2 years in practice. Those are devastating and confidence-busting experiences. They're not small issues. You know, from all of our graduates who keep in touch with us, we have good experiences where people have great partners who guide them through it, but we also have the experiences where the senior partners basically do not treat them very well. I don't think this is an issue of autonomy alone. I think it's an issue of learning how to set up a practice. Again, having employed a lot of surgeons, I don't think anyone comes out of a residency or a lot of the technical fellowships knowing how to run a practice. They don't know how to book cases in a way where you're using your OR efficiently, or how to plan your clinic day so that it is efficient. So that's not an inborn thing, and we don't teach that in residency. The final piece is, and just being cognizant of time, the final piece that I would share is that what we've done is we have a group of faculty that gets together every quarter for a dinner to just go through each part of the program. Dr. Farrell's one of our program, you know, basically site directors up in the Northeast. Dr. Armstrong's our site director in the West, and Dr. Widger is our program director. Dr. Ellison and myself joined the group along with our coordinator. And what we do is we evaluate each associate. We go over their evaluation of the program each quarter. We look at their case logs. One of the other things we've added is we want them to complete the intuitive pathway for robotic surgery. We feel that that's an important contribution that we can make to their training. So those are the components that we put in there. Finally, again, our application rate is not very heavy. We've had applicants ranging from people who've been out of practice, who may be in their 40s and 50s, who are kind of using this as a reentry, to people who feel that this is a good addition to their training as a general surgeon. We have leaned a little bit towards the earlier phase of careers versus using the program as a reentry pathway, even though that's perfectly fine also. I still worry about whether we're going to have enough applicants every year and so on, but I will say, I, as an educator at both at the undergraduate and graduate level, I'm a firm believer that this is a service to the trainee, and unfortunately, that 1 year seems like a long time, but you know, most of us who are in our 50s and 60s will look back and say that year it makes no difference, whether as far as your income level and so on and so forth. So I appreciate the opportunity to share our experience. Thank you very much. Thank you.